This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
He is Ross Tucker. He is brought to you by I Don't Remember on the Fan Hotline.
Nationwide is on your side.
That I remember. I remember that part. Ross, can you text me the read? Because we have fill-ins today and nobody remembered to get that to me.
No, I can't. I don't know the whole thing either, but I do know it's Nationwide, and I do appreciate how you change up. Nationwide is on your side.
You know, you complimented my singing voice a couple weeks ago. I got to say,
that was pretty good.
Not bad, Ross. Not bad at all, my friend.
So I have a question. I'm surprised you guys are both working today. Are you guys like on thin ice? Are you guys on the hot seat? Why do they have you guys working on New Year's Eve?
I mean, we did get number one ratings in the fall book there, Ross. I don't think we're on hot seat.
Yeah, pretty massive ratings too, Ross. Thanks thanks for that.
Yeah,
thanks
for
the bump up.
Thank you for giving us the chance to say that.
You know what would be awesome? You know what somebody should do? They should start a radio show where we just talk about the Cleveland radio shows and which one of you guys should be on thin ice, like which one we should bring back next season, how you've been performing all year. I think that'd be so fun.
It'd be good for us. It'd be a good globe for us. We've had a very nice year, Ross.
Yeah, like they wouldn't even be able to say anything. They'd just be like, oh, I guess, all right, these guys, on to the next ones.
Yeah, we don't like them, but they get good ratings, so good for them.
And ratings, as you know, Ross, that is the scoreboard of our industry.
How much do you attribute your rating success directly to my Wednesday 4 p.m. Eastern time appearances?
73%.
I was going to go 3%. Across the year, though.
73%. I would go more with Jonathan, and that's why I've always thought his takes are better than... I've always been a big Jonathan guy.
I've always thought Jonathan had a better cell service than you, though.
Your compliment cut off,
is
all we say.
A little bit. All right, I'm doing the best I can.
I forgive you. All right, so we were just talking about this. 1 week to go. There's a lot of scuttlebutt around the Browns. One report saying they've done preliminary research on a potential head coach change. Several other reports out there. Some conjecture, maybe Stefanski wouldn't mind not being here. Do you think that Kevin Stefanski will be the head coach for the Browns in 2026?
Ooh, that is a tough. I feel like it's rare this time of year, kind of be on the fence. I guess I would lean no if I had to pick one or the other. I do think that this game against the Bengals could impact that, honestly, for both coaches. You know, for Kevin Stefanski and for Zach Taylor, particularly good or bad showing. And I know it's, you know, people are going to say, that's so dumb. It just comes down to one game. It's not coming down to just one game. But if you're on the fence one way or the other with both these guys, this is how decisions in life are made a lot. You know, this final performance, the last appearance, could be what puts them over the edge one way or the other.
We had a report today from Jeremy Fowler. He was saying that Mike McDaniel would be a candidate for the Browns job if both teams end up making a change. What do you think the reaction would be from Browns fans if it in fact does go that direction?
I don't know. You tell me, what would the reaction be? Go ahead.
The early returns, when people just kind of floated this, like this trial balloon out there, Ross, was met with a lot of meh and a lot of like, this is basically another version of Stefanski.
Yeah, I guess my question would be, what has McDaniel done to give anyone in Cleveland any confidence that he's better than Stefanski?
I don't think we can sell you on this.
That one doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. I mean, the guy that he totally tied his career to, and he's all in on Tua, he basically decided 2 weeks ago, okay, I'm done with him. Those guys were tied at the hip. They were thick as thieves. They realized that their professional fates were tied with each other, and he basically, I guess, to try to secure his position there in Miami, kind of, you know, threw Tua under the bus, so to speak. And that's what it felt like mm-hmm. with that decision. And maybe Tua deserved to get benched or whatever, and all that stuff is fine. But it just seems to me like there was a very specific reason why he did that, sort of a last-ditch effort to say, I'm good, Tua's not, you know, I should still be here. I'm not the reason why we haven't won as many games as we needed to the last couple of years.
On the line is Odyssey NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. See, we got it.
That was pretty good.
Thank you. Thank you. I do what I can. All right, so let's get to it then. When it comes down to it, we've also had Cleveland.com, Ashley Bastock, who was a guest with us earlier, said that Jim Schwartz, the Browns defensive coordinator, would like to be a head coach again. He's 59. The Browns also really like Tommy Rees. Do you look at promoting from within if they move on from Stefanski as a potential option for this team?
That's interesting. You know, I'm not as opposed to that as other people are. I think sometimes people look at it and say, how could you do that? I mean, all he was the coordinator for them. That doesn't make any sense. I don't really look at it that way. You know, I mean, ultimately, if you really feel strongly about Tommy Rees, there's a reason why he's been getting some of the interviews he's been getting, you know, with other head coaching opportunities. And I think most people believe that Tommy Rees will be a head coach, you know, probably by the time he's 40 somewhere. I don't know if it's, you know, Power Four or in the NFL. Jim Schwartz would be a little bit of a tougher sell probably. And I like Jim Schwartz, but you know, he's had an opportunity already. And I would also say, I know they were awesome against the Steelers on Sunday, but I was a little disappointed in how the Browns defense has performed in some of these games down the stretch, notably the Titans game, where that's a win. That's a win if they're just above average on defense in that game, which they were not.
Yeah, it's interesting. And you know, speaking about that game on Sunday, another thing that came out of that, Myles Garrett then not getting the sack record, another opportunity this weekend. But it was more about the idea that Aaron Rodgers was doing everything in his power to make sure that he didn't get that. Josh Allen, the week prior, spoke in the post game about that being a main priority. Do you think Joe Burrow is going to go that route again this weekend? Or do you think he's a different cat than the other two, where he won't look at it as, I'm going to put that above the importance of the game itself, which is what Miles said that he believes Aaron Rodgers did last week.
Well, it's funny because right before you guys called me, I just saw a quote from Joe Burrow where he said, I'm just going to play football. I'm just going to go out there and play, and whatever happens, happens. Now, listen, if you're playing the Browns, your game plan should be to double Miles on every obvious passing down anyway. I mean, that should be your strategy. That is a smart strategy. Now, if you go to the extent where it's about the record, that seems a little bit silly to me. I will tell you, though, that no team, no offensive line coach, no coordinator, no offensive line, they don't want to be the one that gets shown on that video for years and years to come. You know, they don't want to be the one that give up the record-breaking sack to Myles Garrett. So on some level, I understand that. Certainly not at the expense of doing whatever it takes to beat the Cleveland Browns if you're the Steelers and you're in the situation they're in. I still can't believe they were targeting Marquez Valdez-Scantling against Denzel Ward the last three times. They just got Marquez Valdez-Scantling off a practice squad like a month ago. And so three times in a row, that is who Rodgers goes to. How about Kenny Gainwell out of the backfield? How about Freiermuth? That was mind-boggling to me.
Ross Tucker on the fan hotline here with Nick and JP. Obviously, we've got a lot to get to here, not just in Cleveland, but around the NFL. I want to throw out a name, though, for you, and he's the Detroit passing game coordinator this year, his first year back in the NFL. I would really like the Browns to talk to David Shaw, the former Stanford head coach, if they do move on from Kevin Stefanski. Can I get your reaction to that name for the Browns head coaching lunacy?
So I'm a huge fan of David Shaw and the way he ran the operation when he was at Stanford. I'm a little surprised to hear you're pro David Shaw, Nick. Where does that come from?
I really liked what he did at Stanford.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Stanford, and I really love the fact that he's from a football family. His dad, Willie Shaw, was almost the Stanford coach back in 91. So I've followed his career since, I think, when he was an assistant in Baltimore.
So I've talked with him and known him for a while. I think he's fantastic. You know, when he was at Stanford, his name would come up a lot for NFL head coaching jobs, and he would consistently say, no, I'm not interested. And then, you know, obviously he ended up leaving Stanford, and now he's working for the Lions. He is very, very impressive from a head of an organization standpoint. And he strikes me as the type of guy that the Haslam family and Andrew Berry, if Andrew's still there, would be very interested in.
All right, if we're throwing names out there, I got to throw some others out there that have popped up. This is more from the GM side of things, and one of the more recent reports about either Chris Greer or Tom Telesco maybe popping into the equation. What do you think of those two names?
Not impressed with either. I mean, Greer was in Miami forever. If you look at a lot of their personnel decisions, I thought it was disastrous. The timing of giving the contracts that they gave to Tyreek Hill and Jalen Ramsey, Greer would be a quick no for me. Telesco, I really like as a person. He's already gotten two opportunities with the Chargers and with the Raiders. Raiders only 1 year. But it's pretty rare for a guy to get a second opportunity, let alone a third. If the Browns go that route, I like the idea of them looking at guys for a second time around, like a Thomas Dimitroff or someone like that. But give me someone that's had some legit success. If you're going to get a guy that it's their second opportunity. Let's get a guy that's really had some major success as opposed to the names you guys just gave me, which, I mean, have either one of those guys ever won a playoff game? I think the answer is no.
Oh, no. I think Telesco has, hasn't he, in San Diego with Rivers? I think he was there 2013 to 2023.
But these are only the names that get brought up because of the report from Jocena Anderson and then Mary Kay Cabot today. Like, those are the names that apparently they've already had the preliminary talks with the two of them in this. And so it'd be interesting. At least it's why I'm fascinated. You're just complete no on it, though.
Your point is well served.
Very,
by the way,
very well served. Yeah.
By the way,
well, Telesco is a Northeast Ohio guy, I think. So that part of it, I get. I don't know when he started with the Chargers. I guess I just associate him with Herbert and the Brandon Staley Chargers, and he hired Brandon Staley. I really like Tom, but if you're looking at GMs for a second opportunity, there are, I would think, much better options. By the way, we're 14 minutes in, and you guys haven't asked me a Shedeur Sanders question yet. Are you sure you guys have good ratings?
Well, yeah, I mean, the book's over, so we can kind of take a breath.
It's a holiday book, Ross. You know this.
So, actually, you are the right guy to ask this question for, because we've talked after six games. Like, we're trying to put, like who do we think he'll be if this really works out next year, if they bring him back as the starter? I've said, I think, over time, he can grow into some cross between Geno Smith and Kirk Cousins. And I'm talking about the ceiling, not necessarily attributes. And JP has thrown out Trevor Lawrence in terms of ceiling instead of attributes. Where would you put the better version of Shedeur Sanders if the Browns lean into this and give him next year to work out?
So first of all, I think I've seen enough now that I would think that they would give him veteran competition. And I don't know who that is or in what form that is, but especially after this win, it doesn't look like they're going to have an opportunity, you know, to draft a guy that they think is worthy of drafting in the first round. So it seems to me more Shedeur Sanders and some type of veteran, which I think is fine. You know what? He hasn't done enough to say he's unquestionably the guy. I also don't think he's been bad enough to say he's definitely not the guy. He's been up and down. He's been about, you know, probably what I expected. I think I told you guys last week, it's probably been a little bit better than I expected. I would think, I can't put a name to it, I would think the upside for him is 10 to 15 in the NFL. I don't know that I picture him being a top 10 quarterback in the NFL ever. I think if things go well, he's 10 to 15. And by the way, before you poo-poo that, if you're driving around Cleveland or whatever, before you poo-poo that, actually write down the top 20 quarterbacks in the NFL. Like, some of you in Cleveland right now would cut off the tip of your pinky to have a top 10 to 15 guy. I mean, that is highly, highly valuable. People are like, oh, 10 to 15. No, you got to be top 5. No. Go through the list. Actually write it down. If you know you have a top 10 to 15 guy that you have under contract for years, that is, I mean, every team, I would say just about every team would sign up for a top 20 guy right now. Because if you have a top 20 guy, you absolutely have a chance every year. You can't have a bottom five or a bottom 10 guy. You're not going to really have a shot. If you have a top 20 guy, you got a legit shot, depending on who you put around him.
Yeah. I mean, people think that's an insult. It's definitely a compliment. Like, it's a major compliment. Ross, all right, thinking about the Ravens-Steelers game this weekend, and I'm trying to think of, if you're a Browns fan and the chaos attached to this all, if the Steelers lose, they might fire Tomlin. They obviously could, you know, keep Tomlin and keep running it back. But if the Ravens lose, I'm fascinated by that development there. You had the report from the Baltimore Sun. Mike Preston made the suggestion that Jackson would love to play for the Dolphins. While on the other side of that, if they keep Lamar, they could fire Harbaugh. Like, there's so much at play for both teams. What should a Browns fan be rooting for that causes the most chaos?
So we've talked about this before. Fresh my memory. Do you guys, do people in Cleveland hate the Steelers more or the Ravens?
It's kind of a mixed bag.
Yeah, depends on the day.
And it just depends who you ask, really, yeah.
That's fascinating. Okay. You know, there is a lot of speculation that the loser of this game, that they would move on from the head coach. I would tell you that feels a lot more likely in Baltimore than in Pittsburgh. I do not think that the Rooney family would move on from Tomlin if they lose this game. It's possible, but you know, they might say that, well, we were going to win the division and have double-digit wins if it wasn't for the blue-haired guy in Detroit. I mean, it's unbelievable to think about the amount of power the blue-haired guy in Detroit has at this point. I mean, the blue-haired guy in Detroit might be the difference between people's jobs or not. It might be the difference between who wins the division, who people play in the first round of the playoffs. I mean, think about that. That is crazy. I don't know. I think I would probably, you know, the Steelers still have issues at quarterback. You know, I don't know what would happen with Rodgers. So if you're a Browns fan, you want to root for chaos in Baltimore, I think. I think you want to root for the Ravens to lose so that Harbaugh gets fired or Lamar Jackson goes somewhere else, which, by the way, isn't happening, but whatever. I think you'd rather have chaos in Baltimore because they have more upside in terms of being a perennial division contender than the Steelers with 42-year-old Aaron Rodgers, you know, trying whatever he can to do to throw the ball to Kenny Gainwell.
Ross, we got about 45 seconds. With the playoffs coming up after this week, give us a couple teams you're most bought in on ahead of the playoffs.
Well, so this is fascinating because I can make an argument. If the Ravens beat the Steelers, I can make an argument that 13 of the 14 teams could go to the Super Bowl. The only team that can't is the NFC South champions. And I think it's really hard to do, and it's rare to do, but I would not be surprised if the Buffalo Bills and or the LA Rams win three road playoff games to get to the Super Bowl, because I still think I'd rather have Josh Allen and Matthew Stafford than pretty much any of these other quarterbacks that are out there.
I think I think last week in the playoff eliminator that we never got into on air, that was actually the Super Bowl matchup that I had. So you're smart. Ross, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you for all the stuff you've done for us throughout football season here. You're such a good dude. We appreciate you every week. And thank you for that 3% ratings bump success this year.
Yeah, it was more closer to 73%, what Jonathan said. It's my pleasure. Happy New Year to you guys and everybody out there in Cleveland. And also, later, dudes.
Later, dudes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.